Yeah, that's correct. The meeting starts at 7. We like to get there, 6:30, just so you can kind of get in, get signed in, meet everybody. But the meeting kind of starts at 7, so getting there a half hour early, 15 minutes early, 10 minutes early is fine. And then, yeah, you don't need to have a computer or anything like that. It's just a lot of the members, when they deploy, really all you need is your radio and maybe your phone, and we'll take care of the rest. But for those of us that might be, helping with the deployment or, trying to send Winlink emails, those people might want to have backup batteries for their laptops, but it's not like requirement of the group for you to purchase all of this stuff. We're just happy to have people that have their ham radio tickets. So and then Echo Link is actually like a really easy one. You can just go to your app store from your phone and download the Echo Link app, and then if you look on like repeater book, you can kind of see the name, the call sign of a lot of the local repeaters. And you just put that into Echo Link, and you'll be talking on your phone through the repeaters. Echo Link is really easy. Only downside to it, and it's not really a downside, is you're using your phone instead of your radio to get into the repeater. Whereas with like an all-star node, like what I'm using now, I'm still using my radio, but going to like a little Raspberry Pi type computer with an antenna that's receiving the signal and then sending that signal out over the internet to the All-Star Link. I had to put a quarter in for another minute. Hopefully we're not doubling. But yeah, so then, the little Raspberry Pi node also receives what is being sent on the repeater and then plays that back in my, office that my radio can pick up. So it's kind of nice because it's just like I'm using my radio, which is cool. When you spend a lot of money on the radio, you kind of want to use it versus just picking up my phone and using an app. That's less enticing. But yeah, I'll send it back to you.